It's episode 100 of Unstuck, and today I'm going to share with you how getting rid of some furniture led me down this realization that I had some attachment issues going on. Is that something you're dealing with too? Find out on today's episode. Plus, I have a special announcement about the future of the show, so be sure to stick around to the end. Let's get going. Hey there, friend. Welcome to the Unstuck podcast. Happy to be here. I haven't recorded an episode in quite a while, and my goodness, so much has changed in my life that the last time I was in front of this mic would have never thought possible. So here we are. We've got lots to discuss today. I'm going to save the personal insights, the things that have been going on in my life since the last time I recorded for the end. So stick around if that's something you're interested in. If you don't care about my personal life, hey, I'm totally fine with that too. Completely understand. So you'll have the chance to check out of this episode when I get to that part. Also, it's episode 100. I just cannot believe it. It's one of those things where it feels like I just started this podcast last week, but then at the same time, it's been a part of my life forever. It's so awesome. I'm so grateful to all of you, whether you've listened to all 100 or this is your first Unstuck episode. This podcast is here because of you. It's here by you. It's here for you. And I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you and the incredible messages and feedback and reviews I get about how this show has touched your life in some way. That is what keeps me going. That is what has gotten us to episode 100, and I look forward to getting to episode 1000 now, and I really truly see that as something that is in the future of this show. So thank you all so much for listening, downloading, sharing, all the things that you do to make this podcast a reality. It really means so much to me, and here we are in triple digits. We're also coming off a 5-part best of series where I played the top listened to episodes of the past 94, and it gave me the opportunity to take a break from the mic. I was able to recharge. As I said, there was a lot going on in my personal life, so I was able to take care of that. And I also spent a lot of time learning so much about how I can make this podcast even better. And you will see those changes coming up in future episodes. I would say over the next 5 or so episodes, you'll see some changes, even starting today. And that is because I really took the time away from the mic to learn more about what I can do when I'm on the mic to make this experience the best possible for you all. So lots of changes coming ahead in the next few episodes. What I didn't expect to have happen while I was taking the break from the podcast was all the stuff in my personal life. I just kind of teased that. I'll talk more about it at the end, just kind of off the cuff, sharing what's been going on. But a lot of what happened over the past few months, well, really, let's call it a month. Last month brought about a lot of lessons, life lessons, just like everything else, right? Anytime anything happens in our lives, there's something to be learned from it. And this, of course, happened to be the case for my life. One of the biggest lessons, probably the biggest lesson I learned, and the one I wanted to share with you in this episode is just kind of a really good easing into what's been going on, is this lesson in detachment. So I want to talk about it with you all today to see if that's something that you have going on in your life, knowingly or unknowingly. In my case, didn't know that's what was happening for me, and that's what was causing some of these emotions I had going on over the past month. And it really helped to be able to pinpoint that and take the necessary steps to get to this place of non-attachment. And it felt so much better when I was able to do so. So we're going to go through all the things detachment today. Let's get started with some quotes. I couldn't decide. There's so many good ones when it comes to attachment versus detachment that I think I have three. So let's just go through them all. The first one is from Buddha. The root of suffering is attachment. If you are knowledgeable about Buddhism at all, then that is probably something, a saying, a quote you've heard before. And it's just so juicy and such a short little quote there. The root of suffering is attachment. So then we want to learn more about, well, what is that attachment thing you're talking about that is causing so much suffering? And that's what we're going to discuss today. The next one, Ron W. Rathbun wrote, "True detachment isn't a separation from life, but the absolute freedom within your mind to explore living." I really love this one. It really stuck out to me because it's something that I had to kind of realize myself through this process, was that in order to experience and explore the truth of life, you have to find that level of detachment. And it doesn't mean that you are stepping away from life and love and experience because you're detached. You are actually giving yourself the freedom to explore living. And then the last one, I don't know who said this actually. I looked on Google and couldn't find it, so I apologize, but I really wanted to share this with you, which is, detachment is to loosen your grip on the world. And I'm going to share with you a few different kind of definitions of detachment, and I think this is one of them, could be one of them that resonates with some of you, to where if you're really trying to figure out, what is this detachment thing, and am I living or am I attached, and what can I do to change some things around for myself, you may think of it in this way. Detachment is to loosen your grip on the world. And doesn't that sound lovely? Now, let me set the stage for the lesson that I had in detachment, which requires me sharing part of my personal story that has happened over the past month. But I'll save the rest, I'll save the nitty-gritty for the end. So since I recorded the last new episode of the podcast, which was probably about, I don't know, 8 weeks ago or so, my wife and I have moved. Most of you know about the sale of my dream condo and that this move was coming. I have shared that in past episodes, but none of us, myself included, knew we'd be moving away from one of our favorite places on earth and a town we both called home for a very long time. But here we are, now not living in Boulder, Colorado anymore. And part of this move also included that I sold almost all of my furniture. Now, this may not seem like a big deal to you, but this furniture meant something to me. It actually meant a lot to me. When I bought my dream condo, not only was it my first time buying my own home, but it was also the first time buying my own furniture too, believe it or not. And yes, I was in my mid-30s before I bought my own furniture. Now, because as a lot of you know, I had dealt with past issues with mold. I had to get rid of furniture when I had to move because of mold, and I was so in debt and paying so many medical expenses that my mom actually helped me buy my furniture in my past places. And then before that, I was fresh out of school and my parents helped me purchase my furniture for my first apartment. So it was really my first time where I didn't have to rely on help to buy furniture. and let alone put a down payment on my home. I didn't have to rely or get help to do that either. I had built a business that fully supported me purchasing a home, putting down a down payment, buying the furniture that I actually wanted, not like cheap discounted furniture that I was used to getting. I was able to purchase what I wanted and I didn't have to worry about the price tag. And that was a first for me. So I didn't just sell any old furniture. What I realized is I sold symbols of my success and pride. These decisions we made were not easy ones. We both had so many emotions and a lot of tears and brokenheartedness about the move, a lot of foot dragging when it came to the furniture, and just I personally having these really unexpected emotions from furniture. And it got me, of course, because, you know, it's what I do. It got me thinking more about why I was so emotional. What was at the root of this foot dragging, of this inability to let go? It led me down the road of detachment, otherwise known as non-attachment. I'll talk about it as detachment in this episode, but just if you're looking to learn further or more on the Buddhist philosophies or whatever, you may see it as non-attachment. What this meant for me is that I placed a meaning on something physical outside of myself. I made that furniture mean something more than just a place to lay my head, a place to store my clothes. I made living in Boulder mean something instead of just a place to land. And that meant selling that furniture and leaving Boulder meant something. It meant more to me, and it caused an issue of attachment. If you're new to the idea of detachment, it's a common concept in Buddhism that I personally think is incredibly, incredibly helpful to understand for yourself. I teach about detachment a lot to my Unstuck Entrepreneur members because it's something I see that most affects the business building journey from an emotional level. So we'll talk about that in business coming up because I think it is super, super important. But first, let me give you a quick synopsis of detachment in my words. Detachment is releasing the meaning you're giving to an outcome, a goal, a dream, an object, a person, or a place, and instead stepping back, releasing your grip on things, and letting things unfold. Letting go, allowing, relaxing in the knowing that nothing is permanent. Life is and always will be evolving, moving, shifting, changing. And when we don't accept that, when we don't realize that, we cause attachment issues. So the definition that I really love, that I kind of created for myself, is that detachment is having an unwavering belief in the power of you. The power of you. You from the inner self, not your external factors. Nothing in your external environment. But believing in the power of you and letting go and allowing and relaxing that it will all work out as you go. It's also the ability to do less and be more. And this is something we talk about over and over and over in Unstuck Entrepreneur, because from this place of being, when we can have this level of detachment, we can really find the energetic expression of who we wish to be from the inside out Well, that makes the doing a heck of a lot easier, a heck of a lot more productive, a heck of a lot more fun. So detachment is part of that, because when we have attachment to certain goals, certain numbers, certain outcomes, certain this, certain that, then we aren't able to be as easily. And we have this desire or this tendency to go, 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 do, 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 to try to make those goals, those outcomes happen because we are attached to them. Now, trust me when I tell you that I am the first to say that this is a lot easier said than done. So as we're going to continue this discussion and give you some ideas of what it looks like to be attached versus detached and ways that you can make that trip for yourself, trust me, I get it. I know that it is not easy. We are humans. We want attachment. We want to be attached. And so that is our natural inclination to find this meaning in everything, to find meaning in every single thing that is in our external environment. Even realizing you've placed meaning on an external thing can be difficult to recognize, let alone being able to release that and let go of it. Well, that's just can be super challenging. And I know it was for me, but well worth that process. For me, I didn't even know I had this attachment to furniture, of all things, to furniture. I had no idea that I had made them into symbols of my success and symbols of my pride until I got to the point where I had to sell them, where they were no longer going to be in my life. But at the same time, that meaning, that attachment is also often what's causing our suffering. The desire for things to be a certain way, to happen a certain way, to look a certain way, to feel a certain way. It has to mean something if it does happen or if it doesn't happen. And that's going against the flow and getting you out of alignment and, hey, keeping you stuck. Okay, so let's talk about why we have attachment. Why do we attach to things? Attachment comes from our ego, of course. We talk about the ego a lot around here. It's that voice that speaks to your limiting beliefs and stories. It's trying to keep you safe. It's trying to keep you in your comfort zone. Your ego creates this version of you, a very specific version of you. And when reality doesn't match up to that version of you, then your ego, that little chatterbox in your head, makes it mean something about you, your situation, your capabilities, what you can and cannot do. There's that meaning behind it. So really, we can just blame that darn ego, which is at the root for a lot of our stuckness, as we now know, for this attachment piece. Let me give you some examples. Do you ever hear your ego say things like, this needs to happen for me to be this? So I need to make XYZ dollars for me to be successful, something along those lines. Or something like, by doing or having XYZ, it means this. So by having nice furniture, it means I've made it. If this doesn't happen, it means this. If I don't get my business off the ground, it means I'm not capable of being an entrepreneur. Something along these lines. So for instance, with my furniture, having that furniture meant I was successful and I could be proud of myself, which meant that at some point I had made buying my own furniture mean something. And the inability to buy my own furniture means something else. I had made success look like something. I had given it an image that I could attach to. And when I say I'm meaning my ego. As I've mentioned, I didn't realize any of this was going on in the background. This was my ego coming into play. So it was this thing of me buying this furniture means I'm successful, means I made it, means I'm capable it means so much more than just, hey, I need a dresser to put my clothes in. And if you think about it, and you all can see this from the outside, and I can see this too, but this was, again, all going on in the background, my level of success would be exactly the same with or without me buying the home or buying the furniture or any of that happening. The pride I felt for what I was able to do would still be there and could still be there regardless. If I was detached and found that pride and found that success from within. So I hope you're now starting to see how this all comes together and how this all looks and really how similar it is to what we talk about here a lot on Unstuck and getting very aware of what those voices in our head and those beliefs and those stories we tell ourselves, what they are really saying and where they're really coming from. And as you can see, a lot of time they are coming from this place of external attachment. So now I want to switch a little bit and talk specifically about attachment in business. So for entrepreneurs specifically. So this conversation is for my current, future, and wannabe business owners out there, because what I have seen both in my life and in my clients' experience is that it's extra hard as a business owner to practice detachment. How the heck are we supposed to detach from the outcomes of our business when our entire livelihoods and futures and dreams and hopes and wishes and goals are wrapped up in it? It's so easy to make everything that happens in your business mean something, whether it be good or bad, whether it mean you're a success and you're capable or you're not. You make it mean something about you, your capabilities, your readiness, your ideas, your offers, your success, your failure, everything, all of the things, right? Most business owners create really specific goals, and really we should, and I'm not against goals at all, as you'll find out. But we create these really specific goals, like make this much money each day or each week, each month, each year, make a specific income, help this many people, get this many clients, get this many followers or subscribers. And then without even realizing you do it, you also attach a meaning to it. If I do make this much money and get this many clients, well, that means I'm capable. I'm ready. People like me. And if I don't, well, then that also means something. It means I'm not ready. I'm not capable. People don't like me. This is what I see my clients go through pretty much on a daily basis. A launch doesn't go as planned, and then they get frustrated. They get angry. They start questioning everything. They start doubting their abilities. They get worried about their financial situation. One thing happens, and they take that to mean something else because they have attached a meaning to it. And what I see and what is so, I just really want to help everyone with, which is why I'm here today talking about it. What I see is that it just causes such strong emotions. And trust me, I will be the first to say that entrepreneurship is freaking emotional. I get it. It's going to happen. You're going to have an emotion when your launch doesn't go as planned. But it's what comes after that emotion that is really where we find that attachment, because we make it mean something more than just like, hey, yeah, I'm disappointed in this number, but that doesn't mean anything about me or my business or my capabilities. That's the difference here. And that's what I want us all to get to, because these emotions that you're going to have in business, they can take you down. And we can't let that happen. We absolutely cannot let that happen. So if you were detached from your business goals, it would look like, hey, I didn't hit my launch goal, which means I didn't hit my launch goal. That's all it means. I'm going to take out the lessons, because every every failure, every success, every launch, every client, every non-client, everyone that did sign up, everyone that didn't sign up has a lesson. I'm going to pull out those lessons that I needed to learn from this experience so that I can integrate them into my next launch. That's what detachment looks like. I didn't hit my goal. Done deal. But here's what I can learn from this entire experience for next time. And as I said, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to be emotional in your business. It's going to happen. You can and should still get excited when something awesome happens. You should celebrate your wins, and you're going to have moments that are frustrating, concerning, scary, confusing, and make you feel like giving up. But what happens after those initial human emotions? And what do you take from that experience so that you can stay in alignment, living and working and building your business from a place of flow, all while keeping things fun? Because that's what it should be. It should be fun. So when you find your business becoming overly emotional, overly stressful, feeling overwhelmed or hustle, grind mentality coming in, what you really need to look at is that level of attachment. And where are you attaching meaning to something that doesn't actually mean that? And that's when we can really have some breakthrough moments, get back into flow, get back into alignment, and actually create the business you want. All right, last step here is to give you some ideas on how to start practicing detachment in any areas of your life. So I have, four different tools you can try to start practicing detachment. The first one, as always, with anything we do here on Unstuck, is about awareness. So it's when you become aware of those emotions, especially those ones that are strong or lingering around or seem to definitely have something underneath it. Like, for example, I think it's completely normal and okay for me to be sad and a little brokenhearted that I was leaving and getting rid of all my stuff. Like, that's normal to be that way. But it was this lingering, like, why don't I want to do this? Why am I feeling more for this moment than it should be when it's just furniture? Like, anytime we're like, it's just furniture, why am I so blah, blah, blah? Or it's just anything. Why do I feel more than I should? That's when we got to start digging into those emotions. Because behind that emotion is an attachment. And then you can see, if we're talking in terms of emotions and really trying to increase our vibration and our energetic expression, then of course we want to find out the root behind these emotions that are dragging us away from that alignment. And this is how we do it. And this is giving you yet another tool to use to be like, is it because I'm attached that I'm having these issues, having these emotions? So the second one then is to ask yourself some questions. And this was something I posed to a member of Unstuck Entrepreneur when they were going through kind of a hard time in their business. I came up with these questions to help her figure out if there was an attachment going on there. The first one is, what am I making this mean? So if you are in a place where you've found kind of this emotion stemmed from an attachment situation, ask yourself, and preferably journal, of course, journaling's my favorite. Ask yourself, what am I making this mean? And when I did that, that is when I realized I was making my furniture mean I had succeeded, mean I could be proud of myself. That's how I got to the root of that, by asking, what does this actually mean here? And getting to the underlying emotion. And then after that, once you've written that down, then get to a point where you can ask yourself, what does it actually mean? And this is when we can practice that detachment by pulling away and seeing it for what it really is, seeing the lessons in it. And for me, the lesson was that I needed to be able to let go and let things flow and let things change and evolve in my life. And when I do that, that's when I have the ability to experience life as it unfolds. but sticking around in the same place when it was no longer the best option for me and holding on to these pieces of furniture that didn't actually mean anything and wasn't possible to move to make this move happen, well, that would have kept me stuck. So to be able to release that, what does it actually mean? And then the third thing, the probably one of the best here, is to just stay present. Keep coming back to the moment. That is the only moment that you have, that you know, that is here right now, is this moment. And just keep coming back to that, because attachment exists in the past, in the future. But in the present, this is the only thing we know. Everything else is going to change and evolve and grow. And so can we stay here in the present as much as possible and keep coming back to the present, especially when you find those emotions start ramping up and that attachment starts coming to life again, come back to what you know, which is the present. And then the fourth thing, equally as important, I'd say, is trust. Like, think about what would change in your life if you just trusted that everything was going to be fine, that everything was going to work out in your favor, that everything was going to be as it should be. And that requires trust. That's the only thing it requires. Trust in yourself, trust in the universe, trust in your purpose, trust in your intention, trust in your energy, trust that what's meant to be is coming to you. And when we do that, then furniture doesn't really mean much of anything. Living in a specific town doesn't really mean much of anything, because we trust. So see what you can do, come back to the present and trust, and see what comes from that. So that's my little lesson in attachment versus detachment for you today. I hope you found a little guidance in that story that was something that came up for me, and I just knew I had to share it with you all here. Now I want to talk a little bit about the future of this show. While I was on a hiatus from recording, I did some real soul searching to figure out what I wanted this show to be like when I returned for episode 100 and beyond, and how I could improve it to be the absolute best it could be to help as many people as I could in a very real way, real, authentic, purposeful way. And I came to a pretty big conclusion that I think is important for you all to know. The direction of the Unstuck podcast is changing. As I'm sure many of you know by now, I have found this intense love and passion and excitement for helping female wellness entrepreneurs get their own businesses started and in place for the long haul, to feel this sense of growth and freedom that they so desire. I've found something in teaching this particular group of people that really combines three of my very top, most important missions in life. First of all, to help women get out of their own way and step into their power, which is what we have done here on Unstuck up until episode 100. The second thing that I am so, so passionate about, and I think a lot of you know this about me, from just past work that I've done, but it is to spread the message of holistic health and wellness far and wide and really make it a mainstream thing with anyone and everyone having access to it. So I'm so passionate about getting the message of real health and wellness out into the world. And what better way to do that than to help other people spread their message to a bigger audience. And that's what we do in Unstuck Entrepreneur. And then the third thing is to teach women how to build a business that creates both freedom and abundance in their lives, because I am not someone that subscribes to this idea that you have to work super hard and grind and hustle and work long hours and weekends and never see your family and it's got to be hard and stressful and overwhelming. I'm not that person. I didn't build my business that way, so I don't think it's necessary. And I really want to share that with others who also have the dream of having their own business and having it be an abundant place for them to be in their lives, but also with tons of freedom. So I'm so passionate about all three of these things. And this is really what Unstuck Entrepreneur, which is my mentorship program for wellness entrepreneurs, is. It does all these things, and it has just become one of the greatest pleasures of my life, connecting with these women and just creating the community that we have there. It's just been amazing. And so really all that leading up to say that this podcast will now be a podcast that guides entrepreneurs through both the inner work and outer strategies required to start, grow, and scale an impactful and profitable business without the hustle, without the grind, without the long hours, without never seeing your family, without all that crazy stuff that some business coaches will tell you you gotta do. I don't believe in it. And I have to be honest and say that this was a really, really hard decision, something that I've been sitting on for months, knowing that it was something I wanted to do. My intuition was like screaming at me, like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. And I honestly was ignoring it for so long and just wanting it so badly, but then not doing it. And the reason is because I was scared. I'm still scared. I'm most scared of letting you all down, because I know there are so many listeners that aren't entrepreneurs and have no intention or interest in ever becoming one. And I know a lot of you have been listening to me for a long time. My past podcasts, I've been a podcaster now for over 6 years, and a lot of you have been listening for all 6 years. And I don't want to compromise that relationship that we've created, because I do very much feel that relationship. I feel that connection with you all. I don't want to compromise that because now this podcast is no longer something that resonates with you. But even though I don't want to let you down, and I really, truly don't, I hope you all understand why I'm doing this and what's going to happen, is really me following my heart in my intuition and doing it and finally doing it. And as you know, I've said this before, but I do think that even if you are not an entrepreneur, you will still get a ton out of most of these episodes. I've planned a bunch of episodes specifically for entrepreneurship and female entrepreneurship more specifically. So I know what the next, 100 episodes are going to be. And they're really good. And you will get a ton out of them, even if you are not an entrepreneur. And honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if it gets you to want to start your own business. just kidding, kind of, but not really. And I totally understand if this podcast is no longer your jam. I get that completely. I'd love to still stay connected on social media. My @SeanMiner Instagram account will be staying a more general, more personal account. So you can head there and we'll hang out there and chat there. And then my Unstuck Entrepreneur account, so it's @UnstuckEntrepreneur on Instagram, will be specifically for my entrepreneur friends. I'm super excited about this direction the show is going. I absolutely cannot wait for the future episodes I have in store. They're going to be kind of different categories for different episodes. We're going to do different segments and just really make it a really fun experience for everyone involved. There will be segments specifically on practical business tips, where we just things you got to do in your business to make this thing happen. Just very quick practical tips that you need to be doing today in your business to get it started and growing. And then there's going to be segments, probably full episodes, kind of like a how I built this situation, if you're familiar with that, but really looking at and interviewing real people, real women who have built real businesses and gone through real situations of stuckness and then gotten themselves unstuck. People just like you making and creating real businesses. So I think that's super important for those stories to be heard. And then Lots of just doing the inner work. This work that we talk about here on Unstuck is even more important to building your business and the thing that keeps people from ever actually taking action and moving forward and creating success. So we got to start here. We've got to make that a very real, intentional aspect of your business development. And that is also what we'll take very seriously here on Unstuck. And as I mentioned, personal updates, I will still do them because I still like doing them. And I get a lot of compliments about that. And just people get to really know me and my life and what I'm about. So I will save those for the end. Just little snippets of any personal updates or any announcements or anything like that will be reserved for the end. So if that's not something you're interested in, you can check out early. No big deal. All right. So that is the future of Unstuck. I'm super excited. I hope my entrepreneur friends are excited for what's to come. And if you're not an entrepreneur, let's please stay in touch and definitely may be interested in continuing to check out the episode topics because you might just find one that resonates with you and where you're at in your career or as a stay-at-home mom or just in your relationships. You know, this stuff is very universal. So I'd love to have you on the Unstuck train if that works for you. Last thing, just my personal update, as I mentioned, I would share at the end. So we moved and we did not expect to leave Boulder. It was a very last minute decision, a very hard decision. But it's been, 4 days since I've not lived in Boulder and I've been a resident elsewhere. And I already think it was probably the right decision. And I wouldn't have said that even a week ago. I was still really not sure that we were making the right decision, but I can already tell that we needed it. So what actually happened? I sold my condo, which I shared in a recent past episode. I sold the condo, and so we started actively looking for another place to live in Boulder. And I think a lot of you are aware at the craziness of the real estate market right now in most major towns and cities in the US, at least. I'm not sure what the rest of the world is up to with the real estate, but that also included where I was living in Boulder, and we simply could not find a home. There's just not enough inventory and people are making really crazy fast decisions on owning a home and making this huge, huge, huge decision in like 5 minutes because it's so competitive and there's like 50 other people putting in offers. And I just can't do that. I can't make that kind of decision about my home and where I'm going to live for the next, hopefully 20 years that quickly. It just doesn't work for me. So we simply could not find a home. And so we thought maybe we would rent for a while and let the market kind of settle it down, let some more inventory come up and then try again. And we couldn't find a place to rent either. The prices were astronomical, just made absolutely no sense. We would just be throwing away so much money and it just did not make sense either. And so what we realized we needed to do because of the type of people we are and we just need more time to make such an important decision and we honestly need to wait out what's happening in the real estate market right now, we decided to leave Boulder and explore living in a different part of Colorado, which is Colorado Springs. It's where my wife actually went to high school, so she's somewhat familiar with this area. I've only gotten familiar with it recently, but really beautiful area. It's the same type of lifestyle that we had in Boulder in terms of the outdoor living, the ease to which we can be out in nature and hiking and taking our dogs out and all that stuff, and just the mountains and the beauty. It's just so beautiful here, same as in Boulder. And that was the closest that we could get to that living without being in Boulder. So it was the next best option. And we are able to stay here without commitment because my mother-in-law has offered up her entire basement, which is an entire apartment for us to stay in with our dogs and our cat and all the things and all of our stuff. We have it all out like it's our own apartment here. And it's really beautiful. She lives up in the mountains and it's so quiet and peaceful. I just saw a bear the other day while I was taking the dogs out. It's awesome. And it was a really needed in our lives. So really happy to be here and happy to be able to explore and allow life to unfold and allow change to happen without feeling like I needed to live in a certain place, or I needed it to look a certain way, or I needed to have a house, or I needed to have just all these things that we kind of wrap up to mean something in the whole conversation we just had about detachment. It's just nice to feel like I can finally just let it flow. And what was so interesting is, you know, I journal a lot, I visualize a lot, and in all my journaling, my future pacing kind of things that I do in my journal and in my visualizations where I'm looking at the future and really visualizing the future I want, it was always in bolder. And that really tripped me up. Everything I've ever written about my future was finding our dream home in bolder. And it's so interesting because then we almost have this like attachment to our journal, to what we say, to our visualization, to the future we want to create. We become attached to that. And that was something I also had to realize I needed to let go. That even though that was what I thought or what it looked like in my mind, maybe that really isn't what was best for me. Maybe that isn't the path I'm supposed to go down. Maybe our dream home isn't in Boulder. Or maybe it is. Maybe we will move back. That's why we're kind of doing this testing the waters and living somewhere else and kind of ripping off the Band-Aid of living in this place that we thought we would always be in. Ripping off the Band-Aid and seeing if that's actually what we want. But knowing that and being able to step back and now create my visualizations and journal about this more open-ended place that is our dream home, and more so what that dream home feels like when I'm home with my wife, with my fur babies, and it's quiet and we're settled and we're just cuddling up and just enjoying each other. That's what I'm realizing is what I want. And it doesn't have to necessarily be in Boulder. It doesn't have to look a certain way. It doesn't have to be a certain type of house. So it's just been such an interesting experience. But now I'm getting more into being philosophical with my personal updates, as always happens. But I just wanted to let you know, we've moved. We made a really hard decision. I'm now in Colorado Springs. If you follow me on Instagram, you're going to see a bunch of beautiful pictures of new hikes I go on and new parks the dogs get to go to and all this new stuff I'm doing, which I'm really enjoying. And I have a really nice personal private home office that I've never had in my whole life. And I've spent 8 years in business not having most of it, not having any office at all, working out on my kitchen counter or the couch or my dining room table. And then once my wife and I got together, renting out an office space in a different building entirely, so having to actually physically go to an office, which I don't mind, but it is really nice when your office, your own private space where I can record this podcast and do my coaching calls and all that stuff is right here, and it's beautiful and it's big and it's just perfect. So I'm really looking forward to this next part of my journey, and I will definitely continue to share it all with you here and over on social media. As I mentioned, I will be using at Sean Miner on Instagram as my more personal account, and then I will use at Unstuck Entrepreneur for my business account and really sharing stuff to help entrepreneurs start, grow, and scale their aligned business. So that is it for today. Thank you everyone so much for sticking it out with me for 100 episodes now, and I hope I have some entrepreneurs, whether you're a current, future, or wannabe entrepreneur, excited about the future of this show and the new episodes coming out for you. They're going to be amazing. I cannot wait. If you have any questions or want to share in your excitement or want to know more about what's coming up to decide if Unstuck Podcast is still right for you, please feel free to DM me over on my Instagram accounts. Either one, I will get back to you ASAP and connect with you there. And other than that, we will chat next week with another new episode. Until next time, take care.